Oh, we are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers.
God, hey, bro, hey, turn brother's mic down, man. That guy's yelling. He's acting like a Super Bowl. What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Just don't know the who's or the what's what's.
Hey, y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. You're not going to see me drinking a beer at a bar. I shotgun it, and I'm a shotgun in the White Claws, baby. Mm-hmm. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore losers, shotgun. I'm the gambler on the show, and I'm going to give you the locks.
And the sports genius is again out. He had a baby. He himself came out of his butt, I guess, because the dude wants a month off of paternity leave.
So my wife had the kid. She will be getting months. I will also be getting a single month.
Right. It is a double parenting household. We both had the baby. We share equal duties. I will be back in November. So taking his place is Brother Pitts. Go,
hey,
brother.
What's up? Come on. Hey, Brother Pitts, smack dab from the middle of the world, Kansas.
We haven't talked to you.
I don't have a fun introduction.
Hey. Brother, we haven't talked to you since you ordered all that crap on, what's that website?
YouPorn? ChiefsProShop.com. I've almost got it all in.
I want to hear about all the Chief stuff you got after Super Bowl.
Nobody care about the Chief stuff I bought.
How much you got ripped off, brother?
And can we fact check, is Kansas the middle of the world?
That's not the world, I say. Dead center of the United States, right there, flyover.
Sore
country.
Losers, well, corrections, if you can fact check.
Brother, I've always heard Nebraska's the center of the United States, brother.
They're just north of us, bub.
Interesting, brother.
I think the equator runs through Kansas.
Coach, you want to do it?
What did you do last night? It's a great segment. I don't know why the sports genius rips on it, but what did you do last night is a phenomenal intro to anything.
I don't think he likes it because he came up with Would You Rather, and this is kind of, I don't know, it'd be like the one that kind of battles Would You Rather a little bit.
It's the one that replaced Would You Rather.
So I think that's why he hates it.
I think you said because he didn't come up with it. I think there's your answer right there.
So last night I'm at the crib. I'm watching golf. Me and the chick ended up starting mimosas at 11 a.m. Good God, it was about 2:30, and I switched over to White Claw, and I said, sweetie, I've got to cut it off. So I was dry from 2:30 to 6, trying to sober up for the morning show, because I don't like going to bed like that on a school night, you know?
Right.
So anyways, we get in, we're watching it. Fleetwood, that son of a beep, he had overtime locked in the golf tournament, locked up, and he hit it in the drink on 18. And he was almost going for an eagle.
So, again, your technique is to look who's leading on Saturday.
Nah, Sunday. The final day.
Sunday once the round's already started?
Yeah. Midway through their round,
the last grouping.
Yes.
Then you decide, you look at the numbers.
You can get a golfer up 2 strokes, and all he has to do is win, and it's even money.
How much you put on Fleetwood?
So we ended up putting $20.
We, like you and your wife.
Me and Locks ran on it together.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so, yeah, I put $20 on it. Fleetwood was looking fine. He was coming back, so he was up 2 when we bet it. Then he kind of faltered, but then he was coming back. It was going to be overtime. He hit it in the damn drink on 18.
On 18. On,
dude, I have never seen something like that. He had a, what is that, a hybrid? So he was really trying to go for that eagle. If he would have got the eagle, he would have won. He had the birdie locked up, and he hit it in the damn drink. That's us playing at the Muni.
Damn it, coach. Say what you always say. We don't even do that crap.
We don't even hit it in the drink on 18. Why, if the drink is there, why even put that in play? Hit it left!
18 was like that, though. It's like curved to the right or whatever.
Hit it in the grandstand.
Mm. No, you know what I always do? If you don't want to hit it, you aim for it.
And then you miss it. Yeah, that's what you do, brother.
That's what helps me keep it out of the water. Right. I aim for the water.
Well, coach, remember I came in and I told you, I'm like, a couple days ago, I was like, listen, watch this kid, Maverick McNealy.
And?
This is your boy. He's a young kid out of Stanford. He just joined the PGA. He's a killer golfer. He's going to be one of the best. But it's early. So
first,
I was like,
first tournament or?
No. This is probably his like 10th maybe.
Okay.
It's like this guy keeps hanging out around the top 10, top 20. Put a dollar on it. This dude's going to finish top 10. I put a dollar on it. It paid, gosh, I don't know, 80. For $5, I would have won 50.
If what happened?
So 10,
if
he 10 would to have, 1.
If he would have finished top 10.
And he finished?
10 to 1. 11th place. He finished 11th place, brother.
Coach, I would recheck that leaderboard. Maybe a late ruling or something?
T11, coach.
What if he moved into 10 because of something, a stat correction or something?
Quick, let me ask you this. You know how a lot of times in the top 10 there'll be more than 10 players? Does that make sense? Like the ties
and
stuff like
that? Yeah, but
what
they do is they do that tied 8th. Whatever number it is, they'll do tied for 5th place if there's 5.
They do whatever they can to keep the money that you bet on their side.
No, because they want to keep the top 10. It's a line that needs to be recognized for tournaments, for probably pay, sponsorship, stuff like that.
Now, you guys know that I don't bet a bunch, so I have some questions once in a while. When you guys are betting, that's really what you guys – I thought you guys were betting. Like, you're like betting $1 and $20. I just listened to 5 minutes of gambling stories.
Hey, whoa. Brother, what
he just ripped on put a dollar on it.
Brother.
I'm just saying, we just lost $21.
That's what I'm saying, and that's why we can gamble again tonight.
Hey, no, I just thought y'all was hardcore.
We just lost $21.
Brother, I'll tell you what, brother. If I bet $5 on a weekend and I lose it all, I'm pissed.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. If I'd hit those two bets, that's Ichiban, man. That's a Titan roll and some hibachi chicken, so I guess I can't hate on you too much.
Ichiban! It's got a...
Hey, you see the volcano!
Extra wasabi!
Hey, I'm telling you, dude, it's the way to go because if you lose $5, it's no big deal.
I think what makes it funny, you guys really don't care about the money. I know we all like it. You love the gambling, so that's why the money doesn't matter. You just like the thrill of it, the
honestly,
fun, the
why
chasing.
Else would I watch Fleetwood or Maverick McNally, whatever, McNeely, on a Saturday afternoon?
It's a dead giveaway with the chick.
Of course.
There wasn't any big names in the top 10. Usually you get some guys up there. There was nobody. My chick's like, why are you watching a guy named Fleetwood and a guy named M? His last name is literally M.
M.
So she knows I'm gambling on it.
Of course, coach. There'd be no other reason for me to watch Cincinnati, Ohio versus Stetson University.
Come on, baby, it's javelin. Give me five more minutes
on a Monday evening. Like, this is why I watch sports.
Right, it's just a lot of different ways to say you're a junkie. When it comes to you betting, you're talking to golf. Like, now that's a smart bet, right? Yours is just having fun. His smart bet is just like he's just waiting until the end of the golf tournament. Whoever's in the lead, he's taking even money.
There's no such thing as a smart bet. I mean, you could look at a bet and be like, oh, this one looks pretty easy. I'll bet on it. But then you lose it.
Right, but that's what you're doing, right? You're just looking for who's in the lead. When you say how many holes were left when you bet him?
9.
Okay, so he's just got to hold a 2-stroke lead?
Yeah, and for the most
safe
part.
Safe bet, but it doesn't pay great.
It's even money.
Even money. So even money's a pretty good return.
Well, yeah,
gambling,
because that
right?
means there are 20 other golfers behind that could easily, too, birdie and eagle, and they could take
a
lead.
Okay, coach, then they've got to have some hell of golf shots.
They
but
do.
Even money, I'm saying, on average, is a good bet, right? A lot of times when you're betting in sports, they're getting the edge, right? Don't you have to bet like 110 to win 100?
Yes, there's always juice.
So even money's not a bad bet.
It's a decent bet.
You're always dealing with some juice. You got to pay your bookie juice. You got to pay Bovada juice. There's $1, $2, whatever juice. Eddie bets $1. You still got 10 cents juice. You're paying.
So how much money you guys got in your account? Let's get transparent here. We're betting $1. So you guys rocking under 50, over 50? Like, what's an average here?
I got $6. I got a...
Coach, I gave you $100 a few days ago.
This is awesome.
Well, did you see Fleetwood hit it in the drink?
Hey, I was at 300 2 weeks ago. 300 in my account.
How do you get there? You're not getting there betting $1.
I get $30 a month.
Oh, I love that.
Coach, I was having a great couple of months, right? Then I give my money, $100, to Ray because we bet on Lunchbox's baby.
I cashed out 50.
Oh, you cashed out 50? Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. So I gave Ray 100 of that. I transferred funds.
Sure.
It wasn't cash money. It was Bovada points.
Sure.
So I gave him 100, lost 100 in the last week. Man, last week was just rough on me with bets. Everything I bet, miss. Everything. Miss. And I was doing like $5, $10 bets.
Do you have make weeks? Or it's like, holy crap, make.
Hopefully this week's a make week.
What are we betting on?
I haven't looked at it, but we're doing college basketball.
You got to make a lot of money this week because next week conference tournament starts and then March
Correct.
Madness. So this is your last, regular season week, right?
Before this past week or even this weekend, college basketball was pretty easy to bet on. Like, you had a pretty good
now
grip.
Now it's whack. West Virginia got butted.
Where did they go? Where'd Baylor go? Where'd Duke go?
Duke's
lost two in a row.
San Diego State got beat. I mean, teams are going to get beat, but a lot of that top 10 got drained here in the last 7
I'm kidding around with this, but is Duke, my God, going to make the big dance? I mean, who is this?
Shut the hell up.
I said, allow me to just say it, even though it wasn't factual. And West Virginia got absolutely butted by a team called Oklahoma. I didn't know Oklahoma had a basketball player since Trae Young.
Oklahoma might make it into the big dance with that win over West Virginia.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know they're one of the top four. One of the last four projected.
Michigan State basketball has been dog crap. Absolute dog crap all season. Michigan State beat Maryland by like 15. They led at some points by 20.
They got Ohio State coming up. They got to play them.
Guys, March Madness has already started, and we're only 2 days
into
March.
We've seen some great games. One of the good games this week that I love to watch was Kansas State.
Great game.
I'm just glad no one threw
No chairs left.
No one got hurt. Everyone finished the game.
They made Sosa sit on the bench. He wasn't able to sit on one
of
those
foldables. But, Coach, brother, I'm happy for you, brother. I mean, it was a tough game. It was closer than you probably wanted it to be.
Well, it was scary with Azubuike getting that turned ankle a little bit. I haven't heard the result, but he came back.
Azubuike, is that something that like someone that knows you know him personally?
No,
Azubuike.
He pronounced it like perfectly.
Right, I've never heard anyone.
We've been calling him Z-Book.
I call him Buki.
Mook dog.
Right,
yeah. No, if his ankle's okay, and I think it will be, we'll have to wait and see. As long as we're healthy, KU's got a great chance of hoisting another banner, but man, I think it's up for grabs. Are you a big Sparty fan? I know you're Michigan, but
I am.
Okay.
He's green.
I knew it was green. I just didn't know how much you got into it.
I mean, I'm a green fan if there's green on them. I've got some green in my hand. If there's more, I'm more of a Sparty.
Green. I just think it's open. I think a lot of
if I got green on it, I'm a big green fan.
All right.
I don't know. Go Jayhawks. I'm excited. I think we got TCU and Texas Tech before we start the Big 12.
And did TCU just win one?
TCU beat Baylor. Like, how does TCU beat Baylor?
Big 12. That's the thing, man. You're playing when
I just love college basketball.
When you're up there, every team's like, okay, number two. Okay, number one. Okay, number three, we're going to play the best basketball we can ever play against you because you ain't nothing. And that's what happens. And these teams at number one, too, in the top 20 even are like, well, sure, we're playing pretty good, but we can't play any better.
You won't find me. I'm not a cocky fan, man. I love March basketball. I mean, I'm excited to be a Jayhawk. I'm glad where we're at. Number one, that's fine. It all doesn't matter. I've been number one plenty of times and lost. Northern Iowa, Bucknell, Bradley. I mean, you can just rattle them off. So just because you're rated something doesn't.
Weber State.
Appalachian.
Anybody can win, so I'm excited. But yeah, I do think we have a chance.
How good are your chances? If there's a team right now out there that you think could take out the Jayhawks, today,
it's college basketball. Any team can take out any team. I don't think there's a team out there that's better than Kansas.
All around.
That sounds like something we need to bet on. Then I think they're about 7-1 odds.
Well, I mean, I don't say that as a fan. I think they look good. They got a great
look that up, right?
Well, brother, speak from your heart. Never say anything as a fan, brother.
Well, I mean,
it's
trying to be
mind.
An analyst. I'm a fan, of course, but
right.
No,
we're being smart about it.
And I don't really know how to say it. De Sousa.
I thought it was Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
I thought it was, I'm gonna pick up a chair and beat your ass.
I thought it was, is this chair foldable?
He didn't throw it. He was just picking up and hoisting it. He was like practicing.
He thought about it.
No, it was like a trophy. He was thinking hoisting it. He was like raising it as in if it was a.
Kansas is now the favorite. I believe maybe they were before. Kansas is the favorite to win it all. So you're looking at five times your money.
So who are the four seeds? We got Kansas, Gonzaga. I don't think Baylor will be a one seed.
Yeah, they will. According to this.
They're going to lose the Big 12 tournament. They just lost to
Gonzaga, Dayton.
Just because they lose to a TCU doesn't mean like they're not good enough
to
win the tournament.
About good enough to win the tournament. I just said I do think that might take them out of a one seed.
I'm saying Baylor's still there. So you got Kansas, Baylor, Dayton, and Gonzaga.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think Baylor is a one seed, even if they make it. I don't think they're.
Well, if they're out, Duke, man, throw Duke as a one.
Duke fell to 16. Boys. Wow. Well, 16 with two losses in a row.
You know how that doesn't
matter? I think that's three losses to unranked teams, including, I thought I heard it was two before yesterday. Didn't they lose yesterday? Wasn't yesterday a loss? Didn't they lose yesterday?
Or no, was that
Saturday, I mean?
Saturday they lost, yes.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it was either second or third ranked or lost to an unranked team.
There is money to be made. If you know something secret about a Duke, about a Kentucky, about a Kansas, you can make 10 times your money. Michigan State, for whatever reason, is 12 times your money, but do not put your money.
So are we all SEC tournament's here, isn't it here?
It's always
yes.
here.
I went last
no,
year.
No, not the men's is not always here.
Excuse me?
No, the men's is not always here. It's been here the last couple of years, but it's not always here.
The women's
here.
Comes here, the men's is
brother,
not,
where do they have it? Paducah, goddamn, brother. Bro, they have it in Tashville.
I think they're going to have it in Paducah next year, bro.
I think as long as...
Where do you live?
I live just north. I've been
what's it called?
Springfield.
Oh,
Springfield. I think they're going to have next year in Springfield.
That's where they're having the SEC tournament. Bro. Mm-hmm. Springfield.
No, it's not Springfield. It's
Springfield.
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 Springfield. No, in the years that I've lived here, in 14 years, I don't know that it's been here more than a handful of times. The women's has been here, I think, more than the men's.
I agree with you.
It might bounce around, but when I was downtown, Coach, it was almost every year it was there.
Coach, are we?
Or maybe I'm not thinking SEC. Maybe I'm thinking the
you're
actual
thinking
March
of the big, the actual
we, okay,
tournament.
That's
brother,
what I'm
the tournament has never been here.
No, I think last year, didn't we host a round?
It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Because me and Eddie went with Texas and Nevada.
But, yeah. That's what I was talking
right.
about.
Yeah.
He was right about the ECU.
You're
I made a mistake
right, Coach. Coach, we got to talk about that.
I'm all
so
mixed up.
You
the
guys,
big dance.
I can, I'll, it's SEC been a tournament.
Here's the deal. It's been a few years. Yeah. I think statute of limitation. We can probably.
We can get back in.
So I have a way of getting into the venue where they're going to be having the SEC tournament. I was able to get Eddie in and show him my ways.
This is one of the most amazing days ever. I've never been to a college basketball tournament.
So I know a route to get us in. Just by whoop, slipping past a couple people.
So without,
and we get to the door, the final door that we're going to be smooth
well,
sailing.
Coach,
I'm about to go to SEC tournament for free, baby. This is awesome. And what does Eddie do? He gets in a damn conversation with the eye attendant about Georgia State basketball.
Well, Coach,
Coach, you just about got our asses.
I'm just going to tell you his rationale. Look. Act like you're supposed to be here.
Thank
you're supposed
you.
To, that's age. Not to defend him, but I'm kind of the same
you
age.
You know what he was
doing?
He told the guy we were Georgia State fans, and then the guy started talking Georgia State ball, and
he had no idea.
Know the who's who or the what's what.
It's on your phone.
It's me. I don't know the who's or the what's what. Coach,
phone's ringing. Oh, my wife's
I didn't even know what he's talking about. I just went,
Coach, I was seeing my life flash before my eyes. I was like, this is how we get kicked out and don't get in.
We're literally seven doors into a free tournament, and Eddie wants to have.
Dude, and he decides to have a talk about Georgia State basketball.
Let me tell you, there's about four stations to this entryway. Mm-hmm. You got to get through one guard. Then you make it through that when you go up some stairs. Mm-hmm. You make it through another guard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you end up in a scenario where there's people that are already ticketed that they're just taking smoke breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up in that area. So I'm like, mind if I bum a cigarette? You don't want to look like, what are you doing?
Why are you
there?
In a smoking
okay,
section?
Okay, one part of the plan, you do have to fake like you're smoking for a little bit.
Right.
It is a smoking
like,
area.
Right. The security guard, first thing he's thinking is like, why are these two dudes here? They're not smoking or drinking or nothing.
You're trying to quit. You just want to get you want to get some of the breathing.
So I bum a cigarette. I'm like, I'm lighting. Oh, that's the wrong side. Light the regular side.
Brother, I had some gum wrappers I was trying to light on fire and act like they were a cigarette.
Brother, as you know, brother, it takes a good 5-10 minutes to smoke a whole cigarette. Sure. So I'm like, how's it going, man? Look at the security guard. You doing all right? Good, good, good. Georgia State fan, huh? Oh, I love Georgia
Coach,
State.
We could have talked about any team, any team in college basketball. Man. He chooses the team we don't know crap about.
So then I'm like, oh, man, look at my cigarette. God, it's burning slower than ever.
You're waving it by your side,
like,
trying to get a breeze.
Like, I mean, the guy obviously knows I'm not really smoking. I'm like taking a puff and blowing it right out.
How do the actors do it? Do the Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, you know, like that. Yeah. And so then finally, I'm like, all right, man, good talking to you. I'm going to go back in. I was like, that was it. It was going to be like either flight or fall here.
So are you just timing it for the other people to go in? So you kind of like, you're going in behind them? Is that in your mind, you're thinking it?
Yes, because right after that door, there's another guard there.
Yes.
So you want to be with a group of people.
Because you wouldn't. Going. And the guards think you're safe because you wouldn't have got to that section had you not been screened
Correct.
Before anyway.
99% of the people in there already have tickets. We're already at the game. They're just smoking a cigarette.
And just like you said, act like you're supposed to be somewhere. I'll be damned
of
if you're going to be left alone.
Fit it's just, in and yes. no one will question anything.
Yep, you're so
so
right.
Ray's like tapping his foot. He's acting like a gum wrapper's a cigarette.
Coach,
like,
and I didn't realize it was cloudy out. I had my sunglasses on. I mean, we look like the Keystone Cops. I'm dropping crap.
So I tell Georgia State, like, hey, man, good talking to you. Give him a little, all right, man, enjoy
coach,
the game. Thank
coach,
you.
And then get this. So you can buy a beer in this area? I get it. damn, they don't have a 12-ouncer, brother. I got a 16-ounce beer that I've got to finish in the next minute.
Can't take it back in.
You can't take it back in, brother. So I'm sitting here shotgunning a beer, brother. He's fake smoking, and we're talking Georgia State basketball.
By stage
got
four,
everything but a ticket. Everything but a ticket.
By stage four of the sneak-in process, Coach, Ray's drunk. I mean, I've got a buzz from a cigarette.
The game.
I bummed from a security guard.
The game's over.
Don't ever fall for those 16-ounce beers. I was like, great. That is the last thing I wanted from this guy. I was hoping he was going to give me a little cup with a beer that I could easily drink and just fake like I was chilling and smoking.
Brother, so we get in, right? We go through the door, follow the group. There's another lady by the elevators looking at him like, all right, all you guys got tickets. All right, good. You're good. Come on in. We go up there. I'm like, holy sh! Like, we're in. We're in.
Coach. And once you're in because it's not sold out.
Absolutely.
So you can go in
there. Elevator doors open. It's like, holy crap. I look at Ray. I'm like, dude, you are a genius.
Coach, those moments are unbelievable because you did it for free.
It's
because
you worked your butt off for it, too. But they do them in blocks. That was my question. You know how they do them? Even if you have the tickets, like there's two games, and then they make sure everybody leaves, even if you got another
ticket,
right.
And you come
back in.
Here's the deal. So we're in, right? All right, brother, you mentioned, like, it's great because they're not always full. There's a lot of games.
Right.
So we're like, Coach, let's just look. There's a whole section where no one is sitting.
The story gets better. I forgot about this.
There's a whole section over there where no one's sitting. Great view. Let's go sit. Just pick two seats. Let's go. So we're like, good idea, Coach. And sit down. We got our beers.
So we think we're golden.
Yeah.
Five minutes in.
You're in a player section.
5 minutes in. We see two people walk up the stairs like in our section. I'm like, oh, I guess they're gonna sit somewhere here. They look at the row. Look at the tickets. Look at the row. It's our row. They start walking. No way.
There is
in
no
hell.
Way you're sitting.
Brother, they go. You guys. I think you guys are sitting on our seats.
The section is empty, and we just happen to be in these two damn people's
seats.
We're
like, what are the odds,
Coach,
that we're sitting in these damn two seats?
So we shifted over. Ended up being fine, but good God.
Yeah, so we ended.
What kind of turds are they? Why don't you just sit next to us? Like, you really going to tell somebody,
Coach,
you're in our seats?
And you know we're already
kind
of on edge as
it is. Of course.
And so this guy taps you on the shoulder. I'm like, oh!
I threw my hands up, Coach, thinking I was getting arrested.
Do you guys check your tickets, see if you guys are in our seats? Oh, yeah, we probably are. We don't have any tickets, buddy.
Wait,
I guarantee we're in your seats. And then they ask me, like, Coach, what am I faking? Like, I'm getting, my ticket. Yeah, let me look at it. All right, we'll go over here.
So then Ray's like, dude, you know what? I think our company has, like, a box or something here.
Yeah.
Like, do they? I don't know. Let's go check. We go.
Got the opera box.
There's no one in that box. Ray thinks that's our company box. There's no one sitting there. So we're like, let's go in. No guards, nothing. Open the door. It's just me and Ray in a box and a fridge full of beer, Coach.
Hey, full of Bud Lights, baby.
Hey, was it unlocked?
So unlocked. So what do we do? I mean, the day gets better and better.
I mean, I've been in the suites before, but the fridge is always locked.
It was wide open, brother. So we drink. About 5 minutes later, Coach, you want another one? Give me another one. Let's go, Texas, fight!
So it was March Madness. It wasn't the SEC tournament. This was the March Madness.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was March Madness.
Oh, yeah, keep rolling.
Texas, fight! Yeah, hey, you want another one, bro? Yeah, Coach, give me another one.
Texas, fight!
I mean, dude, next thing you know, we got
$12 a piece.
12 empties by us.
Yeah.
Then, out of nowhere, one of the sales ladies here comes with like five clients.
Coach, hey, the fridge is available.
I mean, there's probably two Millers and one Bud left.
Oh, no, hey, the Buds were cleared out.
Do you want to know how much that crap cost? Because I had to host a suite one night. You know what these Yahoos pay for that beer?
No.
Hundreds.
Hundreds. I kid you not. I'm not even joking. I had to host a suite for a Preds game one night, and you know Han upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he told me, he's like, hey, you want to go?
He's not listening, is he?
No.
Well, he knows all this. So there's eight tickets, but there's always 10 seats because two people, whoever's hosting, he'd be like, you may not have a seat because they're for the clients, you know, but you'll be up there.
Right.
You kind of tend to them.
Right.
So you get free tickets, but as a rep of iHeart, you take care of who's in the suite.
Well, and the thing is, we're Bobby Bones' show, you know, so we're you know, people know who we are. So the salespeople are like, oh, great. Look, this is Eddie. This is Ray. I'm like, burping beer. How you doing?
Yeah.
Good to meet you. This is Ray from the Bobby Bones Show. He's like, sup, pimp?
Hey, how's it going, man?
12 empties behind
you. They sit with us. They're like, oh, they ask the clients, you guys want drinks?
It was a bunch of construction guys. And there was basically no beer.
I kid you not. I got a popcorn bucket because you have to deal with the people that are doing, you know, that are watching the attendance. And so you deal with them. And she's like, you want some more food? I said, well, just whatever the people are eating. And they were eating popcorn and some peanuts. You know, they had that stuff set out. I said, go ahead and get us another popcorn. I'm just trying to be a host. They were drinking. Their beers were empty. I said, you might want to get another 12-pack of this. They brought me back a thing to sign for. You know, it's not my money. It was $370-something, dude. I got a popcorn refill and two 12-packs of beer. So how much do they charge? How much are they charging?
Well, brother. So then the clients drink the last two Millers that are
in
there.
And they go, hey, so we're going to make a call to get some more beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they paid.
Well, so they're on the phone with the iHeart Uppers. Mm-hmm. And I guess Uppers were like, no.
They got denied.
They got denied. So me and Eddie are like, all right, exit stage right.
All right, we're going to split, guys. It was good seeing you guys. Good meeting you all. I mean, we drank all the beer and then split.
I love it.
All the Vigor food's gone.
They told me no, too. I bought them, too. And then Han, when I came in on the Monday morning, he's like, well, he's like, probably don't want you to do that. I was like, dude, I was just trying to be a host. I didn't know that it was empty. I was trying to be a good, you know, I don't know.
Coach Ray,
we overheard the conversation, and it got turned down for the replacement, the replenishment of Bud Lights. Yeah. And we were like.
You can hear, how many beers? There were two cases of beers in there. Well, and then the sales lady was like, well, no. Oh. When we got here, there were only two Miller Lights. What's up, two Miller Lights? No, you're not getting any more. I'm like, all right.
And we're like,
yeah, y'all, when we got here, there were only six. That's weird.
Gotcha. Then we heard them get turned down for the replenishment of the booth lights.
We're like MIA.
I don't even think we have the opera box anymore.
No, we got it's donezo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, probably after we drank all that beer.
You're lucky that the fridge was unlocked. I want to go again this year, though, if we can get sneaky.
Dude, I thought it was going to be deadbolted.
So I need to bring a pair of sunglasses and a cigarette?
Make sure you have one cigarette.
I'm good.
And a lighter, because that way you don't have to bump.
Just remind me which end to light.
Remember, have something to light it with. Been there before, we got a cigarette, and you can't light the damn thing.
Why don't you guys just get a vape? Those ones that are healthy. Don't they make vapes that aren't nicotine?
I'm not trying to get cancer in the process. I'm just trying to get in for free.
No, brother, Yahoo. Brother. I'm not talking about cigarettes. Don't they make the vaping things that are like energy stuff? I don't know. How did you get addicted to vaping?
Well, you see, I didn't have tickets
to the basketball tournament. It all started in 2015. Me and a buddy.
Well, it started out faking it.
I feel like the sports genius.
I want to welcome all our Bridgestone fans that are listening.
I feel like the sports genius would get pissed if we didn't mention Tony Romo.
How is he not a part of that trip anyway? Sports genius. He doesn't
do that stuff.
No, guys, I'll stand out here. I'll buy a ticket. I'll just buy
it. I don't know why he didn't go. I mean, Ray was just like, no, it doesn't work with a bunch of people.
He might have been on sabbatical then, too.
He was having his first baby.
I took 6 months off for the first one and two off for the second.
The Sports Genius tweet. He's like, oh, my goodness, Tony Romo gets paid $17 million for a new contract with CBS.
Is he complaining about that?
I mean, of course he is. But
it's more than he made as a football player.
Is it really?
No,
I would say it's probably comparable to some of his seasons as a quarterback.
Brother, if that's not factual.
He was a starting quarterback for the Cowboys.
Okay, in the end of his career, but I would say $17 million is probably making quite a bit more than even some pretty prominent players on a Sunday.
What do you mean in the end of his career? Explain yourself.
I'm saying when he was more successful, not everybody. I mean, when you first come into the league, you're not as successful as you are when you leave the league, anybody. Just lack of experience. I'm saying you're just like at a job. You make more the longer you're there. I'm just saying that's a lot of damn money. Hey, you get to do what you love and not have to play it.
What a smart business switch up. He went from getting his ass pounded to doing slapdick with Jim Nance every Sunday.
And I think he's great.
He is.
He's awesome. Do you think he's worth $17 million a year?
It's not a matter of seven. Yeah, he's worth whatever the people who are paying him, they wouldn't be paying him money to lose.
Damn right.
I mean, if they're paying him $17 million, then they're making a hell of a lot more money than $17 million.
And you know what? Making $17 million and when you're in the booth, you can't get an L.
And just like with any business.
Yeah,
that's right.
No W's, no L's issued.
And he's
but here's the thing, though.
If he's helping generate the revenue, why he wouldn't get a piece of
the pie? Here's the thing, though. But really, are people watching more because Romo's announcing it?
No, I mean, I'll agree
with
you.
Right, you're going to watch the game. You're going to watch the AFC game at noon on CBS just because you want to watch football.
That's also just our appeal, though. He may have appeal that's not on TV.
Women.
You know, he's for their employer, too. He might be doing a lot more.
You're right. Women do like.
My chick doesn't know any of the announcers.
But she knows Romo.
When Romeo is talking, she knows it's him. That's why I give him the money. Give him the damn money.
We like him, too, as guys, though, right? I like the guy. I think he's great.
Dude, anybody that can predict plays and help a gambler out, thank you.
What do you mean? Awesome.
Coach, you'll be watching it third quarter. He'll be like, there's no way in hell that team loses. I'm like, Bovada.
Hit me up, Bovada. See, this is what I think, too.
You need to do some Romo's locks, too. That'd be fun next season. See, bet on that. It's because Romo said this, I'm betting.
Did we talk about this? Because like I think about this when I watch horse racing. They're the guys.
Oh, just for fun though, not betting.
They're the guys that are, you know, they're the hosts of the horse racing show or whatever, and they're like, here's my pick, guys. It's gonna be a exact 2-4, and the next thing you know, there it is. There's your winner, 2-4-7, and you're like, is this guy betting on it, or is he just talking crap
on
the show?
Our point is this. These horse, you probably, if you watch the horse channel.
602, brother.
I've been to live horse racing when I was a kid in Kansas City.
I'll put it on right now, brother.
Anyways, you watch this horse channel, these guys give their picks. There's no way in hell they're just giving them for free. They are definitely betting these races, and there's no way they're broadcasting it because it's such a boring thing to do if you're not betting on it. So what me and Eddie say is he has to be betting these picks. So he's not just putting his time and investing his time and money into it.
Here we go.
Unless, here we go, TVG.
There's nothing live right now, though.
You guys would watch this?
Yeah.
It's just animals going around in a circle.
I know. You can bet it, though, brother.
You can bet on.
Like, brother, you can bet on anything.
I know.
Randy Bradshaw, assistant trainer, Surfside.
Glasses bigger than his face.
Well, is that a guy makes a lot of money, bro?
Our horse is ready.
I'll tell you right there, that's how he can see shit coming. Put a pair of them glasses on.
Hey, but my point though, if Romo knows football so well.
Yeah.
Like so well that he can predict, like, oh well, this team, there's no way this team's gonna come back.
Yes.
I need to see. Is he betting on these?
Coach, he's making $17 million. He's got a beautiful family. He's already.
Coach, I don't care if I'm a billionaire. I'm still going to go Vegas.
I still think Ray has a point, though. Even if he's just talking out of his ass sometimes, I mean, you've got a very football educated mind. So when he says stuff off the cuff like that, and where somebody like Ray's a gambler and knows lines and things that are going on while the guy's saying that stuff on live TV, I can see where Ray could take an advantage of that.
Coach,
the guy's not an idiot. If he says, like, if he sees somebody scheme the whole first half, he knows their coordinators, you know, all the stuff that goes into
it. He knows the game way better than any of us.
That's my point. If he tells Ray something like that, and it leads Ray to make a bet.
He's not talking to Ray. He's talking on the TV.
But I'm saying Ray's smart enough to interpret what the guy's saying, even if he's just spewing it and turning it into money. I think it's wise on his part.
There have been times Romo has said, yep, second half, I guarantee you they throw. They're getting away from this game plan. They're not running. I'm like, oh my God, Bovada, over. Romo says they're just going to throw the whole second half. He gives you insight. If you're trying to make some money on a Sunday, you listen to Romo. You listen to this podcast first, but secondarily, you listen to the $17 million man, Romo.
And
he'll make you some money.
Romo can bet football, right? He's not making any difference on the game.
No, he can bet 100%. That's what I'm asking. Like, if he knows it so well, why doesn't he bet? Like the horse guys. These dudes are calling trifectas and exactas. Do they themselves put money on it?
Do you think he's allowed to gamble? I know he should be allowed, but I wonder if that's in his clause. Like, I wonder if he's allowed to bet on games he calls.
I mean, the coach can't gamble, obviously. Players can't gamble.
He can intercept the outcome of the game. Romo can't.
Right.
So I'm curious. But, I mean, CBS, the people that can pay him can still put it in his
I'm going to go out on the limb right now and say it's not in his contract.
I'd be curious to know how many of those guys who love it and do talk it and who play it, how many of them bet it, too?
Absolutely, brother. Abso-freaking-lutely.
All right, well, we'll leave you with that one. Thank you so much for listening to Sore Losers, everybody.
Donaghy, he was damn reffing the games. He was on the damn field court. Wherever.
Who? Donahue?
The ref. And he was betting this crap. That tells you a lot more people betting these things than you know, you or I.
And that sucks because there's real fans out there.
Oh, brother, I'm a fan, brother. As long as I got a couple greenbacks.
As long as I got
brother.
Some green on it, I'm a fan.
I'm a big fan of Michigan State. The green, especially when I got green.
It's
on
just
the green.
Interesting to me that, like, out of anything in this world that's business, everything is about making money. That there's still something out there that we're like, just let these two teams battle it out. And whatever happens, happens.
It's not. There's sports fans like me that wish it was that way, but it's not. We're smart enough. I will tell you this. I am never watching this channel.
Hey, why are you hating on TVG?
TVG,
dude. This is like the exactly like when you walk in to play bingo, and you know if you go into the wrong room, there's one room that's all craziness. There's smoke trails everywhere. They're playing bingo, and then you got like the four people in the 6,000 square foot room spread out, and they're all sitting there with a laptop.
Coach, I got a text that there's people from other stations that are coming to track in this room. Yeah. I want to leave the horse channel.
Love
that's
it.
Awesome.
They're gonna be walking and be like,
why do they have big rooms? I know they have big rooms for bingo. You ever go in like Franklin, Kentucky Downs and crap like that in the
brother,
horse? There's nobody
brother,
ever in there.
Brother. Well, I went on a Friday afternoon, brother.
There wasn't nobody in that horse racing room.
No, but in the casino, there were about 40 people there spending their paychecks, brother. God, it was depressing.
Yeah, win at those. I don't like digital slots. I don't like slots, period. But at least I want to see the little whippersnappers roll across the screen and stop on cherries
brother,
and sevens.
The whippersnappers roll, and the machine knows where they're going to stop.
I know, but
it's
my bonus
random.
Never gets. I get that Wheel of Fortune bonus and the wheel gets stuck.
Stuck?
I did have that happen.
Brother, hit the little button that calls the people. That
I know, but
boys,
it gets
we got 15 minutes to
work. Oh, it's almost horse racing.
Oh, hey, Parks racing, the first race in 15 minutes. No, that's not
What's
Parks.
That mean? 15 MTP MRV minutes 1 TVG.
Minutes to post. Don't be stupid, brother.
I know that. I'm completely stupid.
All right, there it is. There are the odds for Meadows 1.
Hey, MTP MTP is minutes to post. You know what's MVR?
MVR, that's Mahoning Valley.
This is a track.
Mahoning Valley race one.
Okay.
The first race of the day.
Yeah.
So they're just going, okay, so they're just obviously, if those are all different, they're just bouncing from different tracks.
Yeah.
You got MVR, PRX.
Of course. He's of in course. The headquarters.
Brother, this thing goes 24 hours. Once the American one stop, they go to Australia and then China, and they got a bunch of different
Is the
ones.
Track still, when I was in Kansas City growing up,
what was it called? I'll tell you.
Woodlands.
Yes, the Woodlands is still racing, brother.
They did greyhounds and
horses.
Oh, yeah. Back. I mean, that's been there for since I was a child.
They still do horses, bro.
Boys, maybe 80s. There ain't nothing worse than your girl coming home from work. I mean, you know, we've all been busted with porn, brothers. I mean, that's always a tough one as a man. It's very humbling. But, man, if you can't find the remote in time and you got the damn horse channel on, brother, that's just like getting busted with porn, brother.
Man.
You're like, oh, damn, I don't know. Where's that damn remote? She's opening the door. Coach, you can't change it fast enough.
You've always got to go. You've always got to go through three channels, bub. Because a smart woman, even if you get it changed, a smart woman can grab that remote and hit previous.
Dude.
The last channel you're on. That's why you got to switch it once, then switch it again, so she can't bust you with the previous.
Dude, morning, dude, like regular Monday morning horse racing. Who's doing this?
It's an amazing world we live in.
This people with crazy. Way too much money.
They got the American flag flying. That's who's doing it. America.
America.
That's amazing.
Maybe
right.
I'm sure too, but that's
boring.
Hey,
we got 14 minutes to post.
All right. Hey, everyone.
MVR.
People been tweeting us. Sorry we didn't do a podcast on Friday. I had to hit the road. You know, we had places to be. We apologize. But we got one up for you today, baby.
Hey, and on the way out, the Raw Dogs are still undefeated.
Really?
I locked it up and they won.
XFL?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Raw Dogs are undefeated.
Well, I don't even know. How do the divisions work in that?
Coach, I know they play 10 games.
Give me a team to cheer for. Do I cheer for St. Louis? No, who's close to us? I know nothing
go
about
Raw
XFL.
Raw Dogs, Coach.
Where are they? I know nothing about it. Raw Dogs are?
Houston.
Okay.
So they know, Houston Raw Dogs.
So they cheat?
Pennsylvania 70 Sexters.
I was going to cheer for St. Louis because they were the closest to us. Is that the closest team to us?
Your fan, you like the Chiefs, so you would like the Kansas City Sluts.
I'm down,
Let's
bub.
Let's go, Sluts. Let's go, Sluts. Let's go. We just keep going.
Whitest receivers in the league, bub.
And then what else you got?
Our Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Let's go, Puts.
Good God.
Let's go. All right, let's get out of here. We're
so now good. I know what a raw dog is.
Well, yeah, right.
It's tough to bring the kids to the Pennsylvania.
Right. All right.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you guys for listening so much. Sore Losers
Beep.
Show on Twitter.
Let's go.
All right, we're done.